Shalom Abraham of the Mesechus Boba Matia Daf Kuf Yud Dalit. Today's Daf discusses setting up payment plans for Balei Choy, for Hektish. We discuss Eliyahu HaNavi in the cemetery and the questions the Rabbi Bar Avua asked him, and we discuss returning a Mashkoin by day, by night. We begin with Rav Chagol. He says, why does the Malva have to be so nice to the Loive and only take whatever the Loive doesn't need in that moment and slowly help him pay off his debt? Why can't the Malva say, look, it's not my job to support you. You owe me money, give me money, work it out yourself. Abaye says, no, it actually is his chiyuv to care for him. The Pasuk says, ulecha tia tzedaka. It's the Malva's tzedaka job. Now the Gemara asks, do we also set up a payment plan for a Baal Chayv? Do we learn out the Lashon of Yomuch and Moch from Erechin by Erechin? Is a payment plan, we help the guy who dedicates his value, an item's value, to Hektish. We help him pay it off in increments, whatever he is actually able to pay. If he doesn't have the money at the time that he says Erechin, then he's potter on whatever he can't pay. As opposed to Baal Chayv, by a loan, by debt, he pays whatever he can now, and the rest of the debt remains, and as soon as he has enough money, he'll pay off that as well. So do we learn from Erechin to set up a payment plan by Baal Chayv as well? So the Gemara learns that Rava asked this Shaila, but he didn't get a response, whether we make this Gezerah of Micha, this Gezerah Shava of Micha Micha, the Lashon of Moch from Erechin. But I had a different limud which can shed light on our Shaila. This was the Shaila asked, which I did get an answer to. If a guy dedicates a money to the Bedek HaBayis, to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, we set up a payment plan to help him pay off this money. How much do you have now available? What do you need? So to do a quarter money, half a money later. So there was a machloikas in that Shaila. Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Bar Podo and Rabbi Yirmiyahu in the name of Ilfa that we make a Kav HaChomer from a Baal Chayv. Since a Baal Chayv, you return the mashkoin to the loiva. The loiva has rights, and yet you are not mesader for him. You don't set up payment plans for a Baal Chayv. There's your answer. Hekish, where you don't give back something which you dedicated to the Beis Mikdash when you need it. It's a Kav HaChomer that we don't set up payment plans. That was Rabbi Yaakov Shita. So Rabbi Yaakov clearly holds that a Baal Chayv, he learns from a Baal Chayv who doesn't get a payment plan. Hekish, Rabbi Yochanan learns differently. He says the pasuk of Neder Be'erkecha tells me that by Erechin, you do set up payment plans. So do by Hekdesh, you set up a payment plan. Rabbi Yaakov uses that pasuk to tell me that by a Hekdesh, you judge this person by his status, his covered status, just like we do by Erechin. Meaning if you dedicate something which is life-dependent, heart, brain, lungs, then the whole animal is dedicated. The whole person's value is dedicated. Same would apply by Hektish. The Shaila, if that would work with Kiddushin. Someone is Mekadish, just the heart of a woman. It's nice and romantic. And her whole body is totally on the heart. The Shaila is, who's Mekadish, the rest of her body beyond the heart? Is it him or is it the Rabbanu Shalala? Interesting. Lomdus. Now the Gemara asks, why don't we set up a payment plan for a Baal Chayv and learn it as from Erechin? Rabbi Yaakov told us that Baal Chayv doesn't have a payment plan, but why not? By Erechin, you're not machzir the item when the person who did Erechin needs it. And yet we do set up payment plans by Erechin. A Baal Chayv has even more rights. You are machzir the mashkin when he needs it. You should definitely be able to set up, we should be machayv to set him up a payment plan. Nah, the pasuk excludes that. It says, "Imachu me'erkecho." Erechin gets a payment plan, not a Baal Chayv. The original Tana and our Mishnah learns that pasuk to tell me that an oni is defined as an oni who is poor from the moment he dedicates his own value to the Beis HaMikdash. So if he's an oni from the beginning until he actually gives his value, then he could give the value of a poor person. But if he became rich at some point in the interim, even though now when he's coming to pay, he's poor again, he has to pay the value of a rich person. Gemara asks, why don't we make Hektish, give back the item that the Makdish gave to Hektish when he needs it, just like we do by Balchoiv. See, Balchoiv, he doesn't have a payment plan, and yet you give back the Mashkin when he needs it. Hektish has payment plans. He should have the right to get back his Mukdash item when he needs it. Nah, the Pasuk says, V'shochav b'salmosoi uve'rachecho. The Malva gets a brocha for giving back the guy's shirt and his pajamas. But Hektish doesn't need a brocha. The Baruch Shem needs a brocha. The Gemara says, of course he does. We give Hashem a brocha all the time. We recognize that the brecha of all shefa, of all good in the world, comes from Hashem. Brachas apply to Hektish. Elamai, the Pasuk of Lecho Tia Tzedakah, tells me that a Malva who can use Tzedakah has a chiyuv to be machzir the mashka, and Hektish doesn't need tzedakah. So there's no chazara returning the muktosh item by Hektish. The Gemara tells us a fascinating story. Rabbi Barab, who met Eliyahu Hanovi in a Beis HaKvaris of Goyim. Chassam Sofer says that Eliyahu Hanovi comes down in his physical form. You could ask him halachic shailas in his physical form. He has smicha, it's not bashamayim he when he's in human form. In fact, he's going to be the one to bring back smicha. Mashiach comes in human form. He could be soymech on the next generation. Otherwise, it's not even a question what he's doing in the basic prayers. But we'll get there in a second. The first question that Rabbi Barabu asked him was our shaila. Are we masader? Do we make payment plans for a Baal Choyv? Eliyahu Hanavi said, yeah. We learn out moch moch micha micha from Erechin, just by Erechin. Just like by Erechin, we set him up a payment plan to help him pay off his dedication to the Beis HaMikdash. Baal Choyv, when it says, V'chiyom Mechachicha, we also set up a payment plan. Second question. How do we know that someone who is unclothed is not allowed to take off Truma, make the bracha to take off Truma? The Pasuk says, V'lo yeroa becho ervas dover. Third question. Leo, aren't you a Kayin? What are you doing in Beis HaKvaris? Leo Nevi says, didn't you learn Taharus? We have a Braisa in Yevomus Daf Samach Aleph Omur Aleph, where Reb Shimon ben Yechai tells us that the Kvarim of Goyim of Akum are not Metame. We learn from the Pasuk, Ve'atin Tsoin Tsoin, Marisi Odom Atem. That Klal Yisrael is called Odom, if the Kachavim are not, they're not Metame. So in his defense, Rabbi Baravua says, look, I'm being Isaac, and four of the six Sedarim, the ones that are Noigeya Lamaisa, the other two Zerom and Taharis, are not Noig and Chutzlaret. I'm not steiging over here in Babel. He says, why not? Why aren't you learning Kalatera Kula cold? Barbu says, because I'm poor. It affects my learning. Leonavi says, come with me. He walks him into Gan Eden. There's a riot. The Gan Eden is in Olam Hazeh. He says, take off your coat and gather, stuff your pockets with all the leaves over here. So Taki fills up his pocket with leaves. And as he's walking out, he hears a baskol say, who's eating the Olam Haba like Rabbi Baravua? He hops, oh my gosh, this is my Olam Haba that I'm walking out with. These aren't just damn leaves. These are eternal leaves I'm going to go spend in Chayesha. He shakes out his pockets. Nevertheless, even though he didn't want anything to do with cashing in his Olam Haba, his coat still smelled beautifully, even when the leaves were out. The Reach of Gan Eden. He didn't want to get any anol from a nace, so he sold that coat for 12,000 dinar to his son-in-laws. He was able to survive on the Reach of Gan Eden. Next, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk V'im Ish Oni Hu Loisishka Ba'avutoi. Don't hold on to the Loives belt if he is a poor man. It's mashma, that if he's rich, you are allowed to use his belt. Hold on, isn't that ribbis? What's the pasuk telling me? The Rav Sheshes explains, if he's an oni, don't hold on to his belt. Don't hold on to the loiva's belt. Not to use it, but to keep it with you when he needs it. But if he's a rich man, you can hold on to it. He'll be okay without it. But all of it is as a talus, rather. Next, we learn that for us, if a malveh gets a mashkin from the loyve. Very cryptically, the Braisa tells us he doesn't have to give it back to him. First, he says you're not allowed to take a mashkin if you lent your friend money. But you're not chayav to give it back. And he's oyver on all of these isurim holding on to the mashgun. Whoa, what's it talking about? So we have two understandings. First off, Sheshet explains that if someone lends money to his friend, he can't forcibly take a mashgun. If he did, he has to give it back to him whenever he needs it. And if he took it without permission, he's going to be over on all the Yisurim. That over b'kol Hashem is going on the Sefer. Rova has a different understanding. He says if someone lends his friend money, he is not allowed to forcibly take a mashkin. And if he did, he's chayiv to give it back. And we add in, that's when he took the mashkin after the loan was over, where he's trying to twist his arm to get him to pay back in front of Beis Din. But if he took the mashkin during the loan, he doesn't have to give it back to the loiver when he needs it. And this being over on all of the Isurim and the Torah, is going on the Reisha case where he took it after the loan. Next, if Shizbi was learning with Rova and he learned Darsh in the Pasuk, Adbo Hashem Eshtishiv Enuloi means nighttime clothing. Hashiv. Oh, Shavlai Yasa Avayit is talking about Kaboy Hashem Esh, that's Ksus Yoim. He says, 1 second, why is Kaboy Hashem Esh talking about day? That's sunset. You flipped around the day to night, night to day. So he says, wait, should I take this brisa out of circulation? He says, no. You just have to title it a little differently. Adbo Hashemesh Tishivenuloi means clothing which you can collect at night for the next day, when the sun comes. Hashetoshev le'ezavet kiboy Hashemesh, when the sun sets, that's the ksuslaila which you collect by day. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.